Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. It is a blessed day. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day that we are found in the presence of an Almighty God. It is a good day. A good day, I said. It's a good day. Yeah, a good day. We taste and we see that the Lord is good. That whenever we need him, that he comes. Whenever we call, he shows up. We develop a relationship with him. Yes. Yes. And we are able to just call him at any given time, and he will hear us. Yes, yes, I'm talking to the believers. I'm talking to the believers in Christ. This is the privilege. This is the opportunity that we have, knowing a true and a living God. Yes, when we know a true and a living God, we're able to call him whenever we need him, and he will come. He will come, and he will come and show up. What is impossible with men? Impossible with men. It's possible with God. It's possible. It's possible with God. That's Luke chapter 18 and 27. We serve a true and a living God. He's able, I said. He's an able God. Yes, he can do anything but fail. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Master, for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you give us. We are grateful today, God. We are grateful today, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Oh, we bless Jesus today, God. Master, we know that we commemorate his dying on the cross, the crucifixion. Oh, God, he touch our lives so gratefully, gracefully, God. Oh, yes, in such a miraculous way. We are grateful today, God. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God, for him going to the cross when we should have been on that cross, God. We should have been there, God. It should have been us. It should have been us. Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful. I cannot say it enough. Master, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, and we bless you. Oh, we bless your holy. We bless your holy name. We lift up our world, God. Oh, Master, we lift up our world. Our world is running rampant, oh, God. Satan thinks that he's going to win, but we know that in the end, we will win. When we continue to walk with you and talk with you and keep the relationship going that we have, we will win. Master, we come lifting up the Capitol police officers this day, God. We lift them up in prayer, God. We lift them up to you. You know what they need, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch families all over the land. Touch families, God, who are hurting, who are crying out. Man, whoever he is, God, you know his family. Master, we ask you, God, to embrace them. To embrace them, God. They're hurting as well. They are hurting too. There are a lot of hurting people all over the land, but we know that they need a Savior. They need a Savior. They need you, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to avail yourself, God, to them. If they don't know you in the importance of their sin, God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that someone will come and show up, oh, God, and represent you, Master. We ask you, God, for the ministering angels, the ministering spirits to go and minister in the name of Jesus. We are calling on the ministering spirits now. Oh, yes, oh, God. We're in dire need. You said in your word, oh God, that we should pray for one another. We should be concerned for one another, oh God. And we're lifting up this nation right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you in advance for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. And we thank God. Yes, we thank him. We thank him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We know that the angels, they what? They bow before him, and that the heavens, they adore him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God out there. What a mighty God. What is Good Friday? What is Good Friday? What is that? The middle portion of 3 days, a 3-day celebration of Jesus, his death, and his resurrection. On this day, Jesus is condemned and he's put to death. Yes, he was crucified at noon, and he died at 3 o'clock. Yeah, I'm putting some time to this event. There's some time to this event. 12 o'clock noon. Yes, yes, yes. He died. He died on the cross in our place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When we say he was what? Crucified. Crucified is a terrible death. It's a very terrible death to be crucified. Sometimes you could be crucified and you could be nailed. You could be nailed to... You could be nailed to a wood. You could be nailed to a block. You could be roped in some situation. You could be roped, strung up. We know some of the apostles were crucified upside down. Crucified. The crucifixion. Such a terrible way to die. Death. Death. It has a sting. It has a sting. Death. Yeah. But we know that in Christ, death has no victory for us. No victory for the believer in Christ. Why? Because he will live. What? He will live again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there is what? A resurrection. What is a resurrection? A resurrection is a time and a place that what? Get up. To get up. Woo! It's a time for us to get up. That's what the resurrection represents. A time and a place to get up. You're no longer bound. Yeah, you're no longer in that position anymore. You're no longer where you can't move. You're no longer defeated as a defeated foe. Why? Because you are resurrected. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm getting ahead. So we have all experienced Good Friday. We have all experienced this day, Good Friday. Yeah, we have experienced it in many ways. In many continents of the world, even in Jerusalem, in Galilee, in Samaria, in other parts of the United States, we have all experienced Good Friday. Good Friday. Yeah, yeah. And it's the reason why it's called good. But we're gonna get to that. And it says, I want to really look at what really happened on the day called Good Friday. We're going to really look at what happened on this particular day. I need you to go get you some water. I need you to go get you some water. I need you to sit back and relax and just listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Yeah, yeah. What was so good about Good Friday? What was so good about this? Yes, Jesus is put to death. But why was this debt such a good debt? Why was it so good? Well, let's look at this. First, remember, there was sin. Mm-hmm. There was sin upon the land, and God knew he needed someone to redeem who? To redeem us, to redeem man. Why? Because we couldn't redeem ourselves. We were unworthy. Huh? No one. Let me just stay with this. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 30, and it says, I sought a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found what? I found none. I found no one in the land who was worthy. Glory to God. Look at this. No one was worthy. So what is being said here is this verse that I sought a man of God. I looked for a man of God who was capable or who should have been able to stand in the gap in between me and the earth. Folks, are you listening to what I'm saying? And God said he found no one. There was no one that was worthy of this task. Did you hear what I said? No one that was living a life that was completely pleasing to God. No one that was sinless. Let's just be real. Let's just be completely real. There was no one that was real. No one that was sinless. Why? Because everyone has sinned and came short of what? Of the glory of God. Yeah, of the glory. And here we see that God, he needed someone. But he found no one. This is in the book of Ezekiel 22 and 30. So let's look. Let's look on. John says in 6 and 38, he says, for I have come down from heaven. Now who is this? The reason for Jesus to be present, the reason for Jesus to actually take on this task, the real reason behind the crucifixion, it says, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but I come to do the will of him who sent me. Did you hear what I said? So I'm coming to do the will of my Father because I am not coming to do anything that I want to do, but I'm being what? Obedient. Glory to God. I'm being obedient, I said. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26 says, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly. That's constantly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all of the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrificial deed of himself. Did you hear me? Hebrews chapter 9 and 26 is telling us about the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. It's talking to us about Jesus. Here we, Jesus, who would suffer for you and for me and for all of those who really don't even know anything about Jesus. He still suffered for them. Yeah. Jesus, to remove the darkness, to remove the sin from the world and bring everyone, you and me, those who like us, those who don't. He wanted us to come into the light. Glory to God. John 12:46 says, so what actually happened? What actually happened this day that we rarely hear about? What actually happened on this Good Friday? This is what they call it. I'm quoting Good Friday. Matthew 27:50. And Jesus cried again. And he cried what? With a loud voice. And he gave up the spirit. No one was able to take away anything from Jesus. He laid it down. He laid his life down himself. What? For you and for me. Yes. Verse 51 tells us, then at once the curtain, the veil of the temple was ripped. It was ripped in twain from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake, and the rocks, they began to split. What does this mean? What does this mean for us? This is Good Friday. What does this really mean for us? That we should take the time, that we should have the opportunity to call this a good day. That's what we're calling it, a Good Friday. Why? Why are we, why? What is the significance of a veil being torn from the top down? And the fact that was torn is that Jesus' sacrifice makes it possible for us to come to the Father. Did you hear what I said? Our sins, they no longer separate us from him. Glory to God. Think about that. Before Jesus came, before the crucifixion, there was a wall. There was a wall. There was a huge, it was like a gulf. It was like a, it was separated us. And we were separate, we were spiritually separated from God. Did you hear what I said? We were lost. Yeah. Yes. We were lost. We were in need of a Savior. We didn't know it. Many times we didn't know. We didn't understand that. But spiritually we were. We were lost. So the veil had to be ripped. And when we say this, I'm just going to go, I'm trying not to get ahead of myself because I'm getting too excited over this. But now today we can all come together, and we can trust, and we're going to use my favorite word, we're going to believe. We will believe. Yeah. In the church today, we see that there's a priest, and he always avails, he makes available the confession. Oh, yeah. The confession has always been present. It's always been there. This was where you sit in a little booth. Uh-huh. Divided by a block. A drawn curtain sometime. A piece of wood. Mm-hmm. And you speak to this person that's on the other side, and you share with them whatever it is, the sin, whatever it is that you have done that's so despicable, you share this. And then after you share this, you're able to hear them pray for you and tell you to go and sin no more. You have released what? You have released the sin. And it's called what? It's called confession. Confession was always, has always been good for all of us. But this be the reason, could this be the reason why growing up for me, But growing up, I had friends who went to these other churches that would tell me that they were the only ones that were going to get to heaven. And the people like me, where I went to church, we weren't going to go there. We weren't going to get there. Could it be that they realized the importance of confession? The importance of what? The power of repentance. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The power that lays behind repentance. When the veil was ripped, it caused us to be able to go to God. We were able to go in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I said. We could do it. We could do it ourselves. Yeah. Repentance. Acknowledge the problem. Acknowledging the sin that so easily separates us from God. That's all it is. But it's huge in many of our lives. Some of us have been in sin, the same sin, generation after generation. That same sin has been present in the family line. But when we take time and we go into reconciliation, being restored. Once we did not see eye to eye because of sin. But now through confession of that sin, I can come where? I can come into his presence. Glory to God. Yes, I can come into his presence. Because why? I have done 2 R's. I have done the repentance, and I have come into a place called reconciliation. Yes. And after I have come into repentance and I have reconciled, then, glory to God, then I will be restored. Glory to God. Glory. Yes, restored. I'm brought back to my first love. I'm brought back to the one who loves me. I'm brought back to our Savior who loved me when I didn't know me, when I didn't even know who I was. I'm brought back. Yeah. Promises from the promise keeper. Glory to God. Once I'm in his presence, I feel joy, I feel peace, I feel love, the true love that an earthly man cannot give you, this true love. An earthly woman cannot give you this true love. There is no love in a bunny rabbit. Listen to me. There is no love in a bunny rabbit. That's a temporary fix. That's just a strong desire to have a piece of chocolate. And after you have quenched that, it's over. But this love is an everlasting. Glory to God. It's everlasting, I said. Yeah. I'm talking about the next R. There's one more R that's in this lesson that is so important to have, and that is the aura that represents a relationship. A relationship is the essence of walking with God. It's the essence of acknowledging Jesus, who is our Savior. A relationship. With the world, it means that you're never fulfilled when you're in a relationship with the world. Yeah. You're always searching and you're always looking and you are always wondering. But to be in a relationship with Jesus, glory to God. Listen to this. To be in a relationship with Jesus, Jesus the Christ. It means you will be contented. You will be contented. No need to wonder. The Holy Spirit guides you. The search is over. The search, I said, is over. Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 7 through 8 says that you should ask, you ask, and it shall be given to you. You seek, and ye shall find. You knock, and the door where Christ is, I said, nah, where Jesus is, that door is going to open up. It's going to open up to who? It's going to open up to you. Yeah. Why? Because you're seeking. You're desiring to have a relationship. You have already been restored, so now you want to step up. Spend more time in his presence. Hallelujah. More time in his presence. More time to get to know him. More time for him to know you and show you the way. Yeah, he knows the way. He's omnipotent. He knows everything. But when you take time to have a relationship with him, things will change. Things will change. You will be able to say, I look at my hands and my hands look new. I look at my feet and they did too. And spiritually, you will be completely new. Your whole attitude, your whole thought process will change. It may not happen overnight. But if you invite Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to come and rule and to reign into your life, things will happen. Things will happen. Changes will take place. Victory. You want victory? You want to win? This is the side. This is the right team to be on. Team Jesus. Yeah. When the veil was ripped, it was a new day for us. It was a good day for us. It was called Good Friday. Because this particular good thing did happen. We are no longer away from him. Now we're able to go into his presence. In his presence is where we'll find joy. In his presence is where we'll find healing. In the presence of an almighty God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that this word, oh God, that it will penetrate the heart of men and that they will use your word, oh God, to be new in your walk, in the walk that you have for us, God. We ask you right now to enable us to see with our spiritual eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are grateful to have you with us. We are grateful to have you with us. And we hope that you will come with us on next Friday and, of course, on Sunday evenings with God Favored Ministries, and of course tomorrow morning with God Favored Ministries, Saturday at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Be blessed.